The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Crazy Fantastical Friday as we storm... There might be a storm. So as we storm into the weekend with the truth of the Lord and the love of the Lord, and yes, 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 that's how we're going to do it. First up, we examine the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Do you know how to tell the difference? We'll try to help. Next up, it's all about love, dude and dudette, but what kind of love? Sloppy agape like the world? Or biblical love. Like that sloppy agape? That's pretty funny. And then finally, we become like still waters as we take the path that leads us to Psalm 23, the most well-known psalm of all.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. A lot of people say, why do you do that, surviving, living, and prevailing? And that's because people in their lives are usually at different stages in different things. Some people are doing kind of poorly, and they're in that survival mode. Some people are living a little bit better than surviving, but not really where they need to be. And then some people are prevailing, depending on the area. And so any of those areas could apply. Any of those things could be going on in any realm in your life. And that's why we talk about lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Now you know. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I don't do a lot of that. I don't do a lot of that because poly is many and ticks are blood-sucking insects, and I'm just not that interested. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, that I'm interested in. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call. Now, you can use a phone, and you can call us, okay? Terrific T, right there by the phone, ready to go. Okay, you can call us at 972-445-0770, or you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And let's just try it out to see what you think you may know in regards to trivia. Here we go. What is more difficult than a camel going through the eye of a needle? What is more difficult than a camel going through the eye of a needle, according to what Jesus was teaching? I'll just leave that there. If you know the answer, send it on in or call on up. Either way, that'll work fine. Just keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to roll out with, and I got to do, there's so much to do, I've got to do it as best I can. A, don't forget our DNA, I won't let you forget it, I'm not going to let you forget it, I can't let you forget it. D, draw closer to the Lord, not just draw close to the Lord, draw closer, continual action. N, never be ashamed, never, never be ashamed of the words of Jesus, never be ashamed of Jesus Christ, never be ashamed to be a Christian. And A, always be ready. How often? Always. When? Always, always be ready. That's DNA. That's the Christian DNA. Let's see, a couple of updates to give you. I did have a chance yesterday when I got home to play with the grandkids. That was really good. It's the only thing that's disconcerting as a grandfather is when your grandson jumps on the big beanbag, and then you know he's going to make this lunge forward because he's like, you know, he thinks like he's Superman or whatever. And the only thing that occurs, doesn't matter, if he goes forward and then smacks his head, he's already done that, been to the hospital, so I mean, I'm not, I'm kind of ready for that. I'm more concerned if he falls backwards because there's a bench there and so on and so forth. So every time he gets to the edge, I'm like, hey, Carter Bear, Carter Bear. You know, that's the only thing. And then so it was Carter Bear and Stella. They hung out with us. It was lots of fun. All right, let's get into some of the history. Don't forget the trivia question. Pretty simple. A lot of you should know this. It goes pretty forward. It's what is more difficult than a camel going through the eye of a needle? And then so, and I will say this real quickly because I just have to say it. And then there's people that came out and they said, oh, the eye of the needle, that's where camels go through holes in the walls in Jerusalem. No, it's not. They made that up. It came up about the 12th or 13th century. There was no hole in the wall where the camel went through, and the camel got down and unloaded and wiggled its way through. People believe anything. See that pizza? It has Martians on it, not mushrooms. It's like, come on, people. Jesus said it was impossible. Who was he talking about? Oh, I'm going to leave that right there for you. Okay, so this is an interesting history, and I find this history fascinating, and I'm going to do this in a certain order and watch this order, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let the commentary speak for itself. First of all, it's National Eat an Oreo Day. Okay, who has a problem with that? Nobody. Who's going to have a problem? Nobody. Second, now watch this. Watch what society does and doesn't think. It's National Day of Prayer for Law Enforcement Officers. Can't make that up. That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's also Juneteenth. And Juneteenth is a combination of June and the 19th, the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States and observed in June 19th, 2020, and every June 19th from that time on. Here's the thing that you got to be aware of. Okay, the issue that we struggle with, the skin issue, the sin issue, has been going on for years. This is not new. The only thing that's new is social media. That's what's new. And the press has lost all sense of this. I don't know. I think they all just want a talk show. They should just do what I do. Pay the money on a radio show, get on the air for an hour, talk, ask people to help out, get a nonprofit corporation, encourage them to do good things. Makes it easy for me. For those that don't know, it's National Road Trip Day. Did you ever take a road trip? You have to have taken a road trip.
I have, actually. Yes.
Okay. Did you like it? It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, I love road trips.
Road trips are great. You have to gear your mind for it because a road trip can involve driving in traffic, a lot of traffic, depending on where you're going. Which is always funny if you're a person like myself who's from California, originally Detroit, but California, when they always, you know, they show these high-speed races. They never show them in downtown L.A. Want to know why?
Why?
Because the dogs being walked on the side of the road are going faster than the cars are ever going because there's 60 trillion cars in L.A. I mean, it's just one of those funny things that you just have to notice. It's like, wow, isn't that weird? I think it's weird. It's also National Pets in Film Day. I just want to say this. So I had to think, what are some of the pets in films? And I thought, well, what about Free Willy? And then I thought, well, that's not a pet. So then I thought, Benji, right? Beethoven, you know, I mean, Garfield, right? Right? In fact, you know, that this is actually the day the comic strip Garfield began. So those are pets in films. Okay, somebody's calling in for the answer. Let me take the call. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking forward to the weekend, although it looks like I'm going to have a lot more homework than I planned on for the PhD, but I'm still looking forward to sleeping in a little bit tomorrow. Talk to me a little bit.
PhD?
Yeah, PhD. Yeah, that's what I'm working on, my PhD.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's great.
Yeah. It has its moments, and some of them aren't that great, let me tell you. So talk to me, my friend. On the trivia part side of things, what was more difficult than a camel going through the eye of a needle?
That's harder for a rich man to get to heaven.
That is correct, sir. You are 100% correct. And you know what's amazing about that text is in the culture, people at that time thought that rich people were highly favored by God. So when Jesus said that, it was like, what? That threw everything for a curve.
Yeah, that's kind of countercultural, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. Good point. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your program, too, David.
You got it.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, God bless.
Well, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so that gives you – see, we get teachings. We get all these different things, right? That's all part of it. So you know I'm never going to get to my actual text. I'll just do that the next – so relax. There'll be plenty of teaching to come. Just hang in there. For those that did not hear what I said in regards to the history, I do want to make sure you understand this. Today in 1912, now this will really fascinate you. In 1912 on this day, so we're talking about, you know, roughly, you know, 108 years ago, they established the 8-hour workday. Aha! See, a lot of people don't realize that. It's like it's not always been an 8-hour workday. It used to be a 9-hour, a 10-hour, and then a 12-hour, and then if you were a Jewish person, it's 14 hours. So it's like 8 hours, we'll take it. But now they're trying to get 8 hours or 10 hours a day, 4 days a week, or they keep trying to change stuff. Last thing I want to point out is on this day in 1992, founder of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa, was shot 5 times while he was in a taxi. I talked to Curtis after this experience when he was hosting the Rush Limbaugh show, and he's a really amazing guy, but he's got millions of dollars worth. He's not even worth like $450,000. And why I say that is he spent 30, 40 years in the limelight and he's got nothing for it. He's just trying to do the right thing. You know, he's just got the money because he saved money. It's like, if you just think about how weird that is. But that's what good service should be. Not that I'm highlighting Curtis. What I'm highlighting is when you give, when you do things, when you are a Christian in functionality and you do things, you shouldn't be looking for any kind of reward that comes from that. In fact, people that pray, Jesus said, when they pray in the marketplace and they pray in the temple and they pray and they stand up and they give their big prayers and everybody's so impressed. And Jesus goes, yeah, that's the fullness of the reward they're ever getting. They ain't getting nothing else. And the same thing about giving. You know, all these wealthy, wealthy people. I'm going to give $1 billion. I'm worth $600 billion, but I'm going to give $1 billion because I am a generous person. Just thank me. It's like you're not going to get anything from God because you announced it with a trumpet. When you give, you just give and you just keep it between you and the Lord. See, there's that whole section on keeping things secret. There's a reason. Because when you're looking for the praise of man, you lost. You've already lost the fight. You just might as well, I mean, that's it. Because the praise of man will get you a temporary praise, a temporary blessing, but it'll give you nothing eternal or long-lasting. It's kind of interesting. All right, excellent job by our caller giving us the trivia answer. We're going to take our break and come back. Got a lot of teaching in theology. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station. Here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity. from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here
Absolutely.
In the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We are aware that the radio signal is, I think the regular AM signal is on, but it's the internet signal. Is that correct? Something of that effect. So it is being worked on. I had somebody text in and say, maybe you shouldn't be talking about rich people. That's so funny. The 770 app, however, it seems to be working. So I'm not sure if it's the it's just one of the outputs. So if you got the 770 app, you can try that. We're just trying to work it out, and we'll do the best we can because you know what? That's what you do. What did we get any update there from Jennifer? Did she have any? Okay, no update yet. So we're still working on it. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, there's an old adage in radio long before Broadway. The show must go on. So I will let you know that we are here, and that don't be afraid of that. We're here, and nothing has happened, and nobody came in and took me away. Although that would be a logical explanation for many things that I share and or go through. We will offer up our next trivia question. You can still text and or call in on this next trivia question. Here we go. Who was the fourth person in the fiery furnace along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Aha! Remember? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego put into the fiery furnace. Who did Nebuchadnezzar see with the three? That is the trivia question. You're welcome to text 214-210-8483. You can also call us at 972-445-0770 if you are able to. We'd be love to hear from you, as we already had a caller in the very first segment. So that is what's got us rolling right there. We're still going to do all of our stuff the way we planned it and just hope that the streaming service just comes back on. That's all you can do. So in lieu of that, I do want to remind you, don't forget our website, HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. What's important about that website? It is the place where we get the majority, I would say 98% of our giving comes through that website. So it's kind of important. We are in June 19th. Got 11, it's 11, 30 days in June, right? Remember, you know how you do that? You use your knuckles. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So anyway, if you can use those, so there's 30 days, 11 days left. We just we're about halfway there. So just if you're able to give, great, and you can do it right on HeMustIncrease.org, 100% deductible. And if you can't do it, no worries. We love you, and we want you to listen to the show and be blessed by it. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, he must increase .org. YouTube, he must increase ministry. I'm sorry, Facebook, he must increase ministry. And then, do we get an update? It's no, still working on everything. And here's from our first ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, any and all restoration services. Wow. One of our ministry partners, Clint, and the people, the wonderful people, at Mr. Restore. MrRestore.com. That's how you can get in touch with them. Plus, you can access through our website. They do free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, 50 years of restoration experience, and thousands of happy customers. You got to like that. That's great. If you got something going on church-wise, home-wise, apartment-wise, building-wise, office-wise, get in touch with Mr. Restore, and they will bring it back to the place where it needs to be brought. That's a good way to say that. All right, so I know that some of you are not able to hear me, so for those that cannot hear, I'm so sorry. You will have to do the rebroadcast in order to hear the information. Again, the trivia question has to do with Nebuchadnezzar throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, but when he looked in there, there was a fourth. Who was the fourth? I'll give you a chance, and then we'll do what we can do from there. Let's go into the first teaching, which I think is absolutely critical, and I hope you guys like this. This is really important. It comes out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, and it says the following. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. What we need to see as Christians is that spirits that are not from God operate through people that speak. How about that? That's just like, what? Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine whether they are from God. Why? Because some things are not from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. How those spirits that are not from God communicate to people is through false prophets. So the scripture tells us to test. How do we know what the spirit is saying? How do we test it? The first thing to remember is that these spirits are using people as their spokespersons. You getting that? You've seen all those movies? You've seen some of you probably did see The Exorcist, even though you wouldn't admit it. But people speaking through other entities, or entities speaking through humans, or if you saw the movie, I think the movie like Ghost or something like that, all those kind of stuff. It's like, yeah. But guess what? That's not fake. That's actually true. It's just not true the way that Hollywood portrays it. It's evil spirits, spirits that are not from God, speaking through people. And those people need to be called false prophets. Because somebody puts a reverend by their name, or a pastor by their name, or the title father by their name, or any other ecclesiastical title, that does not make them a child of the Most High God. That does not make them a spokesperson of God. Just because they have a title doesn't mean anything. And we, you and me included, you too, we have a standard by which we evaluate a person's proclamation. Well, Dave, what do you think that standard should be, Dave? Should it be the 2,000 years of the church and ecclesiastical authority? Because, you know, Dave, there is sin in the church. There sure is sin in the church, but there isn't sin in the Bible. And what we use to evaluate a person's proclamation is the Bible. That's the book for me. I stand by faith on the word of God. It's the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16. Every scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. The scriptures are there to communicate the heart and mind and the breath of God. Every scripture is God-breathed. We've talked about this numerous times. We'll probably talk about it until I'm off the radio and somebody else starts talking about it. And that is the same breath that went into Adam, God's breath, went into the Word of God, where it's God-breathed. That's what it says in the Greek. It's the direct Greek translation for inspired. The direct translation is literally God-breathed. Every scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training, and for righteousness and training in righteousness. And the bottom line is that those people that speak in the name of the Lord, no matter who they are, and there's plenty that speak politically in the name of the Lord. There's plenty that speak of the social gospel. Hey, it's all about everybody having a chicken in the kitchen, a car in the garage, and so on and so forth. Jesus, that's when they're using Jesus as a model and not the lamb. Jesus is a model for us to follow, but first, he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And if people don't get the sin part right, the model part don't matter. The Lamb of God. It's exactly what John made his proclamation. It's in John chapter 1 and 2. You see this understanding that Jesus has been identified that for the sacrifice that will be for all the sins of humanity and for those that take a veil of it, respond to it, yield to it, submit to it, surrender to it, respond to it, they will have that blessing of grace and forgiveness and mercy poured upon them. And for those that will reject, they reject God, they will get exactly what they're asking for, rejection and away from God for all eternity. But before Jesus is ever a model, he's a lamb. And because he's the Lamb of God, because he's the Lamb of God, it's our sins that must be dealt with first. So when you have prophets that come in the name of social programs, in politics, or they have a title, a church title behind their name, and their proclamation does not line up with the Word of God, they are a false prophet. Period. Now, does that mean somebody has a different eschatological view as a false prophet? No, that's different levels of interpretation. I'm talking about people that take the word and twist it to their own destruction for their own profit. Kind of like Judas, when he got mad that the perfume wasn't sold for the poor, but he only said it because he was the keeper of the money bag and he was being robbed of an opportunity to steal more money. It's like, wow. Wow, Dave, that's a whole mouthful. Thank you.
Here's the bottom line.
It's a book that God can write. God created the universe. He can write a book. You don't need me to tell you. I can't tell you. You read between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. You read that. And you see if what they say lines up with the word. There, that's it. I'm done. I mean, it's not me. When we come back, we're also going to talk about another way, kind of a cool another way that you can also know between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay, for the answer to the trivia question, the direct answer is a son of God or the son of God, possibly Jesus, maybe, but definitely a son of God. That is what we know is the fourth being that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Was it Jesus? I don't know. Pretty interesting question. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment.
because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So the latest word that I've got is that all of our streaming is working and the AM isn't working. The radio part of the radio show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I'm telling you, sometimes the Lord is so funny.
Let's keep in mind a couple of things. You know, you can reach us still by texting us 214-210-8483. And then you are welcome to call us at 972-445-0770. I'm going to ask you a trivia question. The problem with this trivia question is I think I asked this trivia question about 2 months ago. But I'm still going to ask it because it's still, you know, I can't remember. See, this is what happens when you get older. And you guys should know this. As you move from 15 to 20, it's nothing, 20 to 20 to 30. As soon as you hit 30, this is where you start to realize, wait a second. And then 40, you go, wait a. And then at 50, you go, wait. And at 60, you go, eh, don't bother. So this is kind of how this is going. So if I ask this in the past, you just have to forgive me. It doesn't really matter because I'm going to ask it anyway. Where did Jesus meet the woman of Samaria? Where did Jesus meet that woman from Samaria? There was a place, a location. And the one that I'm referring to is the one that he, when she went back and told the people, she said, he told me all I ever did. Where did he meet her? That's the question. 214-210-8483 is the text. 972-445-0770 is the phone call. Our website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org, which on that site, by the way, you can send me a message of any kind that you want to. Not a problem. The email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, to the side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Good friend Johnny Hill and Men of God Moving. I just want you to know that if you have any kind of moving needs going on in your life, if you got anything taking place and you're like, ooh, I need some help moving, Johnny will, in fact, give you a tremendous discount and will help you out because he's a great brother in the Lord. We're trying to get him back into the studio, but that's not going to happen until we can lighten up the restrictions, which seem to go up and down, kind of like a Dunkin' yo-yo. Personally, I'm hoping that we tried to do something on the phone line that just didn't work out because of his timing situations, and then he'd have to get to a specific landline, and it was just kind of weird. So we're just going to keep moving it forward. But in the meantime, if you need help moving and you need somebody to give you a great discount and a brother in the Lord, take care of your stuff, make sure it's all good, you want to get in touch with Johnny Hill at Men of God Moving, which you can also do through our website, hemustincrease.org. Okay. All right. So I did, apparently, some people have texted me, multiple people have texted me and said,
you did ask that before.
This is what happens. See, this is what happens. This is kind of thing. What do I do about that?
I don't know. Your memory is starting to creep up on you.
Who are you? See how this works? Okay. Fine. Okay, fine. The next one in the next segment will be one you haven't heard before. How about that? That's a promise. But anyway, still, you got to answer this trivia question because I got to make sure it gets taken care of. Everybody gets their opportunity. Where did Jesus meet the woman of Samaria? She's the one that told her village, he told me everything I ever did. Where did he meet her? If you know, you can text in, or you're welcome to call in. I assume our phone is working. Is that working? That's still working, right? Okay, so that's 972-445-0770. Thanks for putting up with all of our up and downy. Hey, we do the best we can. Isn't Downey a softener? I think Downey's a softener. I want to kind of carry on the back of that spirit of truth, spirit of error part that we just talked about, because we talked about the Bible being the essential truth in regards to what the standard is, so you can determine who and what a false prophet is and or isn't. That's really much more important than you think, because we need to be people who have the plumb line that says this is what the Lord says, and when a person comes and gives a message that's not connected to it, we need to be able to go false prophet, not real, not connected. In fact, as you know, in the Old Testament, if you prophesied in the name of the Lord and it didn't come to pass, do you know what the penalty was? They killed you. It was the death penalty. It's like just some serious stuff. God, the Lord doesn't take that lightly. I want to do the next two verses on this same text in regards to the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, which we did just before, says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Okay, that's us. We say, oh, yeah, people that speak it, they're the false prophets. We use the standard of the Bible. Here's verse 2. "This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit who does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. You have heard that he is coming, and he is already in the world now." Now, what John chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3 does not say is that this is the final Antichrist or any of this. It's not talking in that capacity at all. It's the spirit of the Antichrist, which is a demonic spirit, which is a devilish spirit, which is from Satan. And Satan's been working in the world for quite some time. And now, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the implementation of the new covenant, it's not just an anti-Jewish spirit or an anti-God spirit. Now it's an anti-Jesus spirit or an anti-Christ spirit. And one of the big determinations that people miss, and I'm going to say this as unreserved as possible, is how people talk about Jesus tells you everything you got to know. How people talk about Jesus is one of the biggest keys you can ever walk into. People that love Jesus Christ, tell that, say that, communicate that. Even if they're not talkers and somebody's pulling information out of them, you find out they love Jesus. But people who don't talk about Jesus and don't confess Jesus, in fact, there was a whole string of teaching about people being offended, not because of God, but because people were talking about Jesus. And if somebody is offended because of Jesus, then you know for sure that's the spirit of the Antichrist, because they're anti-Jesus. And that's just a straight out determination. How they talk, how they confess, or how they don't confess. How they won't acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. How you'll say to somebody, and if you want to use politicians, you can say it, and you say, is Jesus Christ the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father by him, but by him. And then they go, that's one of many ways. Antichrist.
See how fast I was watching.
Anti. Because as soon as somebody says something different than Jesus said, okay, different, wrong. Ding, anti, ding, 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 ding. And the reason is because Jesus Christ is not, he doesn't give a lot of room. He goes, you know, it's me. It's 10 generations from now, it's some other guy. 15 generations from now, it's some gal. 25 generations ago, it was somebody else. 30 generations ago, it was a donkey. I mean,
that's not what he does.
He's like, it's me. It was always me. It was me, 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 me. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus came along and go, me, 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 me. And so whenever somebody comes along and goes, not you, then you go, eh, wrong answer. That's not hard. And you think, well, I need to know the Word of God to know when the teaching is going astray. Yep. But you can also determine this by knowing whether the Holy Spirit's in it or not by what they say, by their confession of Jesus Christ, or by their lack of confession of Jesus Christ, which is crucial for you to understand. If a person does not acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, it's a false prophet, and they're working with a false spirit. And you think, well, I know, Dave, but they're not claiming to be ministers. But if they're trying to declare that they are servants of society in the name of God, but they won't acknowledge Jesus, you got a problem. I didn't write this. I just want to make sure everybody knows. I mean, I'm older, but I'm not that much older. So can we at least acknowledge I didn't write this? This is John. He's the longest living apostle. He wrote the Gospel of John. He wrote John 1, John 2, John 3, and Revelation. Or 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. I don't care. And the bottom line is, here he is, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 through 3. Every spirit who confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Ba-ding! Well, that can mean so many things. See Dick run.
Get so tired of that.
That doesn't mean that many things. It means exactly what he said. You don't confess Jesus Christ, you got a problem. There it is. Well, Jesus really offends me. There's a problem right there. Oh, there's many ways to heaven. There's a bigger problem right there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me, Jesus said. Uh-oh.
Well, it's not what he meant.
Well, it's what he said.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Don't get me going on this stuff. I'll go hours. You just don't have any idea. You have no idea where I would go with this. Who did Jesus meet? Where did Jesus meet the woman of Samaria? It was by the well. By the well, that's where he met the woman of Samaria and told her that she was sleeping with the dude she was with, and she was like, oh, you're a prophet. Like, not quite. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax-deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM. On Christ the
solid rock. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget livinginhisgrip.com, where you can get some of the intro music for free. That's always good to know. I do want to make a further statement on the trivia answer. I'll give the credit to Eric because I should have said it when I was doing it on the air, and had people text me and ask about this in regards to the well. It was the well of Jacob, so I should have said that. Okay. Or Jacob's well, okay? If you have a translation that says the well of Jacob or Jacob's well, and you're having a hard time because it says either one of those, eat out more often. That's my answer. Okay. Here we go. 214-210-8483 for the trivia question text, or you can call in at 972-445-0770. Here's the next trivia question. A little harder. Not a lot, but a little. I'd say incrementally about a 0.4, 0.5 harder. Here we go. Where did Peter stay during his ministry in the city of Joppa? Joppa. Where did Peter stay during his ministry in the city of Joppa? Joppa. The only hint I'll give you was, I'll give you a hint in a little bit. Just work on that. Where did Peter stay during his ministry in the city of Joppa? So you know it's in the book of Acts, right? And let's just say this is before the second major outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That'll help you get definition. All right, you can text 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. For those that are on AM band, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it. He Must Increase Ministry in Facebook, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner. Is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Kimberly Ellis and her fantastic husband Tony, and them as a wonderful couple, Christian couple who love the Lord. She works with Fathom Realty. If you've got any questions in regards to real estate, 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. You drive that. See, if you repetitiveness in radio is really what helps people remember. 903-48-HOMES. If you have any questions about real estate, Kimberly will be glad to help you. She loves to do that. All right. Again, the trivia question. Where did Peter stay during his ministry in the city of Joppa? And the reason I'm asking that question is because before the big event of the second outpouring of the Holy Spirit, first in Acts chapter 2, and then later in Cornelius' house, before that took place, he was staying somewhere. Where was that? And that's important to understand. Okie dokie, we're going to do something we haven't done for a little while. I'm going to talk about a psalm. And the church that I go to is called Stillwater Community Church in Rowlett. It's a great church. Pastor Kurt's a great guy. Pastor Evan. Pastor Evan's the associate pastor. It's nothing fancy. I've been in churches that had 15,000, and I've been in churches that have had 15. So you can't tie. I mean, I know that full range. This church probably about 300 to 400 kind of people. They do a couple extra services, and they've been really good. But I just happen to really appreciate Pastor Kurt because his spirit and the way he teaches, great spirit. Pastor Kurt has a great spirit of teaching. By the way, we just found out we're back on the air on the AM dial, it looks like. So, yes. See how fast these texters are? These people are like, ding, ding. So everybody who sent me a response to that, I got that. Don't forget, you still have a trivia question. And that's, where did Peter stay during his ministry in the city of Joppa? Okay, that's, I'm just telling you. All right, so anyway, the church called Stillwater Community Church comes out of Psalm 23. I'm going to talk about Psalm 23 because I love Psalm 23, and everybody does. So the most famous psalm of all says the following. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here's the bottom line. Goodness and loving kindness, or many translations say goodness and mercy. It's okay. You can use either one of those. Either one of those would actually work in the Hebrew. Here's the thing. There's two people following you.
Two people.
There's two entities following you. Goodness and loving kindness. They're following you if you're a believer, okay? First and foremost, you have to love this passage. The first passage, I've spent multiple times talking about it. My brother actually wrote a song called The Lord is My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want. If God is truly your shepherd, the level of your desires, your unfulfilled desires reduces dramatically because the Lord not only supplies them, but fulfills them in himself. The Lord is my shepherd. You might say it this way. God is my dude and I'm good. That's a good way to say it. I mean, it's kind of a nice way to say it. Why? Because God takes care of it. And that's what you want. He leads me down in green pastures. You know, pastures that are dry are a drag. I don't know if you've sat on dry grass before. It's not as fun as sitting on green grass. I mean, okay. He leads me besides still waters or quiet waters. And here's the big thing about the waters. Remember when they were on the water and the waves were just bouncing everywhere and the wind was howling? And all they wanted was that peace, that comfort. And that's where the Lord will lead you. He restores my soul. How many of you out there need restoration in your soul? You need, you know, a reboot, right? You need a restart. Well, that's what the Lord does. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. He will lead you because it will demonstrate his commitment to you and his love for you. You never have to worry about God answering that prayer, guide me. Oh, he will. Now, he might not give you the billboard you want, but he'll guide you. For his name's sake, he'll do it. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Decision, not to be afraid of evil. Why? Because even if you walk close to death, what is it? God is with you. That, of all the things that I pray, of all the things that I pray, I always tell the Lord, if you're not with me, tell me now. I walk, because there's nothing left. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Because if God didn't use that rod and staff to correct you, you wouldn't even know he's around. And every time he kind of pokes you, that staff, or hits you with that staff, you go, oh, yep, okay. Sometimes the roar of the dad makes you feel a little comfortable, right? All right. You prepare a table. Your adversary, everything covered. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. This abundant life. I have come to give life and life more abundant. The cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In case you're wondering, this is greater than the local church. It's the body of Christ, and that's where you're going to hang out forever. I mean, isn't that just fantastic? Okay. All right. Trivia question. So we asked that question, where did Peter stay in Joppa? And I want to make sure I got it right, because I have so many different answers that have been texted to me, and I only have 2 minutes. And I know what the answer is, but if I give you the wrong answer, I'll spend all weekend stewing, and I can't stand when I do that. But when Peter was waiting for those people to come, he didn't know those people were coming, and he had his big experience. I'm pretty sure he was with Simon the Tanner. And it says in Acts chapter 9, this became known all over Joppa, for many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. So the answer was Simon the Tanner, if you were looking for an answer. I just want to make sure to get that right. Here's the big thing I'm going to tell you for the weekend. Take a deep breath. There's going to be more ups. There's going to be more downs. There's going to be more good. There's going to be more bad. But there is always Jesus, and he is consistent, faithful, and diligent, and he will not let you down. Nobody who relies on Jesus Christ is disappointed, but you have to genuinely rely and depend on his goodness and faithfulness, okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break, then come back for more Insanity with Spinanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.